Okay, close your eyes. Straighten your spine. In just a couple minutes, observe your feelings and physical tension or thoughts. Try not to judge. Try not to control whatever you feel, but just accept. All day long, we are trying to figure out what's the cause of the problem, what's the cause of the pain, and how to solve, how to approach. Mind is so busy doing that. So let your mind rest. Just to feel the pain you have, to feel the problem you are facing, of course, joy. Without analyzing, without trying to hold on to. Let's observe or feel the breath. The air is coming in and air is coming out, either through your nostril or mouth. Just gently and softly. Observe the nostril or mouth as a doorway. Air is in and air is out. Again, you do not have to control how much air is coming in, how much air is coming out. How far the air goes up, it's not your concern. If you find yourself trying to control your breath, like try to breathe in deeply or slowly, do not judge that you simply, I don't have to control. And get back to observing it. Okay, next let's use our mind eye. Imagine the long straight line is coming down far above your head. And the tip of the line touch the top of your head, very smoothly get into your head. Penetrate your head. And try to feel that line in your head. Imagine the line. Use your mind ability to feel, imagine the line get into your neck bone. It's a very gentle line, but a straight line. So when the line get into your neck bone, maybe your back of your head gets straight, chin is slightly in. And the line get into your backbone. Try to feel the line gets down. And all the way to the tailbone and out from the tailbone and keeps going down through the floor. Dig into the ground and just going down and down. You are looking at this line with your mind eye. A mind eye is quite different from your physical eye. When you use your mind eye to look, means more accept. Accept the line going down and down and finally reach the center of the planet. The line is from the heaven, reach the center of the planet. The heaven and the earth are connected by this line. And between the heaven and earth, on this line, somewhere your body exists. That's how your mind accepts your body. And this body has a purpose. A Your mind knows that because your mind accepts this line. Your mind accepts that the line is from heaven. Means you are connected to the heaven. Your mind already accepted that. So your mind uses your body to demonstrate this fact, this truth, that you are connected to the heaven. And you share this fact on this earth. That's the purpose of your body. When the mind accepts this, you are connected to the heaven, you are connected to the power source, but you are also connected to the earth. You have a purpose on this earth to demonstrate and share that you are not bound by the law of this earth. You only obey the law of heaven, the law of power source. No matter where you are, no matter what you do, no matter whom you are with, your function is the same. Your body's function is the same. Your body is just a tool to demonstrate and share who you are. You are not in the body. You are not limited by your body. You are the mind. There is no boundary. There is no limit. You are free. Your body does not tell you what to do, how you feel. You tell the body. You are the master. You use the body to express who you are, what you are. What kind of ability you want to experience on the earth? Think about it. If you are mind, if you are not limited by this body, what do you want to demonstrate? What do you want to share? Let's do some work. Let's have some fun. Invite someone. Someone whom you have a conflict with. Someone you are concerned about, you are worried about, you want to avoid, you want to change, someone. You cannot or you do not want to accept the way you see that person. The person is very temperamental. The person is sick. The person is lazy. whoever he or she is. Whatever he or she is, just invite that person and first acknowledge how you look at that person. And tell yourself, you are not a body. He is not a body. She is not a body. She's free. He is free. You are free. All you have done was to react to this person's behavior, looks, the way the person talks, the way the person does the things. But that person is not the body. The person is not in the body. She or he is the mind. You just didn't see. Looking at the person. Take the person's hands in you and tell yourself, tell to the person, we are not the body, we are free. We do not have limit. We are not in the body. We are still connected to the heaven, the power source. We are still part of it. Let's demonstrate what we are. Let's share what we are. Let's use our bodies to demonstrate, to share what we are. Keep holding the person's hands. And tell yourself again, we are not the body, we are free. This idea is from the Course in Miracles, Workbook Lesson 199. I am not a body, I am free. Put your head down slowly and come out from the meditation, please. Thank you very much. If you like to stay to the healing clinic and receive the short healing, just turn the chair facing to that way. Thank you.